Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Darwinian evolution is being overhyped as the cornerstone of the biological sciences. I'm Robert Crowther with the Center for Science and Culture, and today I want to talk briefly about how Darwinists often claim that the Darwinian theory of evolution is the foundation of all science. In 1959, upon the centennial anniversary of the publication of Darwin's Origin of Species, the scientific establishment was boastfully proclaiming Darwinian evolution as the foundation of biology. Such boasting has not stopped. Instead, it seems to be even more rampant as Darwinists struggle to make every field of science, not just biology, somehow a byproduct of Darwinism. Indeed, we are constantly reminded of Theodosius Dobzhansky's famous claim that nothing in biology makes sense except in the light of evolution. In a news article last year, a Stanford biologist claimed he had been guided in his hormone research by Darwinian evolution, saying, quote, "Darwin led us to this new hormone," end quote. The Stanford press release continued, quote, "So why does Darwin's theory deserve some credit? The scientist explained that before he and his colleagues started the project, they used the Genome Project's information to create a database of GPCRs that grouped them according to their evolutionary relatedness," end quote. The actual report in Science magazine was more subdued. Quote, "The discovery of amidated obstatin and its cognate receptor underscores the power of comparative genomic analysis," end quote. The article's only reference to evolution was a speculation that two of the molecules studied, quote, "could have evolved from a common ancestor but diverged in their functions," end quote. According to Dr. Jonathan Wells, a Berkeley-trained molecular biologist and CSC senior fellow, what really led the researchers to their discovery was comparative genomics, a combination of comparative biology and genetics that owes nothing to Darwinism. Darwinian evolution, then, was brought in simply as an afterthought. Dr. Philip Skell, Emeritus Evan Pugh Professor at Penn State University and a member of the U.S. National Academy of Sciences, wrote in The Scientist, quote, "Darwinian evolution, whatever its other virtues, does not provide a fruitful heuristic in experimental biology," end quote. He goes on in the essay to report, quote, "I recently asked more than 70 eminent researchers if they would have done their work differently if they had thought Darwin's theory was wrong. The responses were all the same. No," end quote. The CSC's Casey Luskin reported on ID the Future that Skell's research into the outstanding biodiscoveries of the past century showed no sign that Darwinian evolution was the cornerstone that Darwinists claim it to be.
Skell goes on to find that many major discoveries in experimental biology were not aided at all by evolution. These include the discovery of the DNA double helix, the characterization of the ribosome, the mapping of genomes, research on medications and drug reactions, improvements in food production and sanitation, and the development of new surgeries.
Dr. Wells agrees. In his recent book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Darwinism and Intelligent Design, he provides many examples in which Darwinists take credit for advances in biology and medicine that owe nothing to evolutionary theory. Quote, "Bruce Alberts claims that Darwinism is at the core of genetics. How can Darwinism, which contributed nothing to the origin of genetics and resisted it for half a century, now be at its core? It is Darwinism that needs genetics, not genetics that needs Darwinism," end quote. Wells goes on in his book to point out, quote, "Darwinists sometimes claim that their theory helps us to understand which animals are closely related on the basis of their genetic and biochemical similarities. But this is just comparative biology at the level of genes and proteins. Linnaeus did comparative biology, yet he was a creationist who lived a century before Darwin. Owen and Agassiz did comparative biology, yet they rejected Darwin's theory. End quote. So, comparative genomics, like most other fields in biology, owes nothing to Darwinism. Dr. Stephen Meyer, director of the CSC, emphatically agrees with Dr. Skell and Dr. Wells.
I think most of biology can continue a pace without any reference to any origins theory whatsoever. Darwinism has had no practical impact on discoveries in medicine, discoveries in molecular or cell biology. Most of the advances of Watson and Crick did not refer to Darwinism in elucidating the structure of DNA. This is Darwinist propaganda that nothing in biology makes sense except in light of evolution. In many graduate programs, evolution isn't even taught. Or if it is, it's a simple two-credit course. Most disciplines of biology make no reference to evolutionary theory, and if they do, it's really only a rhetorical gloss. It's not an essential aspect of our understanding. The actual scientific advances that have been made in biology don't depend on the theory at all.
Other scientists have also pointed out the overemphasis on the importance of Darwinism in experimental biology. Dr. Roland Hirsch, the program manager in the Medical Sciences Division in the Office of Biological and Environmental Research at the Department of Energy, where he is in charge of the Structural Biology Facility Program, writes in an essay titled Darwinian Evolutionary Theory and the Life Sciences in the 21st Century. Quote, new technologies developed in the past four decades have revealed to us the chemistry underlying biological processes. These technologies have revealed that life is far more complicated than was imagined in 1959, and that much of its complexity cannot easily be addressed by existing evolutionary theory. Much of what was taught 40 years ago has had to be unlearned or has become irrelevant. Much of what today's experiments and field research reveal about life cannot be explained by the evolutionary theory of the past. Life, as revealed by new technologies, is much more complicated than the Darwinian viewpoint anticipated. Thus, evolutionary theory, which was considered to be a key foundation of biology in 1959, today has a more peripheral role. End quote. Another biologist, this one himself a Darwinist, Mark Kirshner from Harvard, admitted recently to the Boston Globe that, quote, over the last 100 years, almost all of biology has proceeded independent of evolution, except evolutionary biology itself. End quote. As Dr. Skell pointed out in his essay in The Scientist magazine, quote, what modern experimental biologists study are the mechanisms by which living organisms maintain their stability without evolving. It has been research on these mechanisms of stability, not research guided by Darwin's theory, which has produced the major fruits of modern biology and medicine. End quote. It's clear that Darwinism is not the foundation of all biology, let alone all of science, as proclaimed by many Darwinists. I'm Robert Crowther reporting for IDTF at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.